Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Psalm 118. We began some weeks ago by looking at the great truths about God being on our side. And I thought you'd want some more of that tonight. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I'll not fear. What can man do to me?" Verse 7, "The Lord takes my part with them that help me." He's elaborating that the Lord is on his side. Not just in a legal sense, but in an active helps me sense. Who's on your side?
God.
Who?
God.
Now, if somebody big and strong was on your side, that'd be comforting. Somebody that had a bunch of money was on your side, that'd be comforting. That'd be a help. But who's on your side?
The Lord.
The Lord who?
Lord God.
You're not talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
On your side?
Yes, sir.
Your side?
Yes.
Yeah, but who are you? For the creator
to be on
your, you're with him. To be on your side. He is for you.
That's right.
On your side, he takes the part with them that help you. Glory to God. Verse 13, talking about the enemy, "You thrust at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me." Psalm 54:4 says, "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul." If that's true, you ought to make it.
Amen.
How could it be feasible that you go down with God helping you? How does that work? God is my helper. Every time I need help, he's there. Come on, so say that loud. He helps me.
He helps me.
He helps me in the morning.
He helps me in the morning.
He helps me in the evening.
He helps me in the evening.
He helps me all the time.
He helps me all the time.
He helps me. Did you know he will help you do natural things? There's this idea some have that, you know, I don't want to bother the Lord with that. I don't want to bother the Lord with that. Well, that is a... That's wrong thinking and lack of understanding concerning two big things, his ability and his care for you. The scripture said you have not because he's busy.
No.
I need to read my scriptures a little more carefully, don't I? Made two big bump, you know, mistakes tonight already. You have not because it's not important enough for the Lord to get involved with it. You have not why? Because you don't ask. Well, and if you decide, well, you know, I don't want to bother the Lord, and so you don't ask, then you still wind up not asking. And he didn't say you're not going to have it because it wasn't important enough or because I couldn't be bothered. But he said you're not going to have it because you didn't ask. You didn't ask. Because you either thought he couldn't do it or didn't care or you're not important enough or it's not important enough, all of which are wrong.
Right.
I think people, I've said it before, they have this idea of God like one of these old telephone operators at the switchboard from back in the 50s, you know, that you got the big jack and cable. You know, and the call, the light lights up. It's a prayer call coming in. So, Father, the Father answers that call, And then you got calls coming in from all over the world, man. You got calls from widows and orphans and soldiers in the foxhole and prime ministers and presidents. And I mean, the whole board is just lit up. And God has actually got a couple of beads of perspiration on his brow. And he's plugging and answering him. And I know we sing, call him up. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. But there ain't no switchboard. There's not even a computer. God wouldn't have a computer. It'd be like an ox cart. What would he want with one? No. We really have a little idea. He is God. And he's on the throne. And it's real. And he's not old. I said he's not old. There is no long gray beard. He doesn't age. I heard somebody getting into it. How many have noticed the enemy is trying to stir up tensions because of race? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd have to be, dead to not realize it. This is nothing new. If it wasn't race, it'd be something else. Right. He goes from one thing to the other, accusing and lying about folks to each other, anything to create and perpetuate strife. And somebody was trying to, telling me a while back, did I realize that God was black? I said, no, he's not. He said, see there, and I thought, you think he's white. I said, no, he's not white either. What, Asian? Nope, he's not Asian either. What color is he? Fire. He's fire. Bible said he's fire. What color is fire? Phew. All different kind of colors, right? I mean, how many stand? That's ignorance. Yeah. It's ignorance to get into stuff like that and get adamant. And you can see where it comes from by the fruit of it. If it stirs up strife and hatred, it's not from God, and it's not true, and it's not right. It's people lying, believing lies and perpetuating them. No, he's sitting on the throne. There is no switchboard. He's not black or white. And he can hear all the prayers over the planet from all the billions at the same time and understand them and answer the king's prayer and the mother's prayer and the soldier's prayer and help you find a parking place downtown at the same time.
Wow.
At the same, how can he do all that? He's God. He's God. He can do all that. Right. And so when you say, well, I don't want to bother him, you don't understand who he is.
Right.
You don't understand his capabilities.
That's right.
Or how much he cares for you and me. Besides that, he has a lot of people that work for him.
Yeah.
A lot of angels and a lot of, he's not short on resources. I'll assure you that. If we're coming up short, it's just because we didn't ask and believe. We were thinking wrong about bothering him. He wants us to know he's our helper. He's on our side. He's for you. Who's got your back? Who? The Almighty? Who is on your side? Who is continuously making available to you resources to help you and me to get us through this and not just drag through it, but overcome? Say it again. The Lord's on my side. He takes my part. He's my helper. He upholds my soul. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, it says it like this, Romans 8, 31. What should we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, say it out loud. If God
is for me,
Who? What can be against me? Man, it makes you sassy. you get sassy. You go, what? What can overwhelm me? What can overcome me? What can destroy me?
That's
Right. It'd have to be bigger than God.
That's right.
What's bigger than God? Amen. Now we know we have an adversary who's against us. He's not saying nobody's against us. Remember 1 Peter talks about the devil. We have an adversary. He goes about to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So there's some he may not. And we know we have an enemy arrayed against us, but I tell you, like the Lord told me, the Spirit of God, my granddad was shot and killed when he was 21. And his dad was shot and killed when he was 21. And I was the next boy on that side of the family. That's my mom's side of the family. And they used to tell me, they'd show me a picture. I never knew him. He was gone before I came along. And they'd show me a picture of him in a casket and say, "You look just like him." And the enemy started trying to put that in my mind as a boy. Isn't that strange? Both of them shot and killed when they're 21. Same, exactly the same way of death and similar circumstances. I won't go into all of that, but similar circumstances. And that kept coming to my mind. And so even when I began to pursue to go into ministry, that's about the time we were going into the ministry. And these thoughts would just come to my mind. You're not going to live much longer. You know, I didn't realize it was always the enemy, but anything that's coming to convince you that you're going to be stolen from or destroyed or killed is him. And I didn't know to cast it down. I didn't know to resist it. I just thought, isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? And then a thought would come, well, what's going to happen to you? Remember they say you look just like him. It's going to happen to you too. There's just that thought would come. And in those days, it's just out of the blue, it would seem. These thoughts would come. I'm going to kill you. You're not going to be in the ministry long. You're not going to serve the Lord long. You better do whatever you can do. You better live life to the fullest. You're not going to be around much long. How many of 21 is not very old? Right. And I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You're going to die. You're going to die young. You're going to die young. Those thoughts would just come when I wasn't thinking about anything. Or it just come seemingly out of the blue. That's how the enemy does. He's not inside you. He's out here, and he brings thoughts to you from out here. That's not coming from inside you, but it's real. And the Spirit of God, by this time I was beginning to learn a few things about the Word and about faith and about the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God spoke up in me one day and said, "Why don't you ask him why he hasn't already done it?" Why hasn't he, I'm going to kill you. Well, what you waiting on?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God. Faith to God who gives me